Blog Talk Radio.
Your goodness, I started to cry. It's all what I do without you.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it is a pleasure to be with you tonight. Issues Concerning Women is an organization I am the director of, and we've been in business since 2004. Tonight, we're going to talk about issues concerning women, because our show is all about chatting about what women are facing, what they're going through, and we just love to inspire, empower, and encourage. This forum will cover a multitude of topics, so just get ready, get your pencil and paper, if you have it, and write some things down. Our goal is to penetrate the thought and then transcribe the spirit side of an issue. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, if you just tuned in, and it's just so wonderful to be here on Talk Radio. It's so exciting. So good evening and welcome, everyone. First, I want to tell you a little bit about our company and what we're doing and what is going to happen in the upcoming weeks. You know, this is going to be our first show of the new year. It's 2010, and our new mantra is Plan to Win in 2010. So many people are talking about winning in 2010, but the key factor is you have to plan to win. Issues concerning women. Our vision is to focus on women reaching their long and short-term goals of assisting women, their families, in housing, financial, and life skills. Issues concerning women provides advocate and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination among women. Our vision is to empower women through the hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, career development, and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Here at Issues Concerning Women, our mission is to create an economical independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to empower all women to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of living. So that's just a brief overview of Issues Concerning Women. We want you to tune in every Thursday night, and we're going to be on at 11 p.m. And the reason why I chose that time, because I know a lot of folks, you know, you work all day and you go home and you have your family things that you have to do, and that's all wonderful and that's great, and you need some wind down time. So why don't you come every Thursday night, once a week and Wind Down with Bea. Let's talk about those issues. Let's talk about those things that are keeping you from sleeping at night. You know, this is a new year, and we're going into it with learning amazing things, and that's why I wanted to play that song tonight, Amazing Grace, because it reflects about everything that goes on in our lives. And without God's grace, where would we be? We just have to think about that sometimes. Where would we be without His amazing grace? So it's just been a wonderful new start to the new year. I know 2009 was a tough year for so many people. So many people were laid off. It happened in my family. My husband has been laid off for almost a year now. As a matter of fact, February will be 1 year. But, you know, through God and His amazing grace, we have made it through to another year, and we're still in our home. We're still able to pay our bills, which is a blessing in itself. So, you know, no matter what you're going through, and I don't know who's listening, you might be going through something, you just have to think about how amazing it is that we get through what we get through. And sometimes we don't always know how we got there, but we know that if we stay in prayer, if we plan, if we go back to the basics, we can get through what we need to get through. So tonight, my focus is going to be on amazing grace, all the things that happen that are so wonderful. Yesterday, I got a phone call that just took me down to my knees, and I just didn't know how I was going to get through the rest of the day. You know, it started early in the morning, and just it had a snowball effect, and one thing after the other. And I just got down on my knees, and I just had to pray and ask God, you know, God, you have to take this because I can't take anymore today. You know, it was just so much going on. But, you know, I know some folks may not be all into the spiritual side of things, but, you know, if you have tried everything else and nothing has worked for you, why not in 2010 try Jesus? Why not try Him? You know, I don't want to get too spiritual on you, you know, but just think about that. If nothing has gone right, if you've gone through so much and nothing has changed and you just have not seen Him, try Jesus. He may be the answer to your prayers. So let's get back on the topic. Issues concerning women. We talked a little bit about our mission and about our vision and what we want to happen in 2010. The organization started in 2004, and it's been, you know, ongoing, and we want to keep it growing, and we want to go global now. That's an area that I wasn't sure how it would work for me. But, you know, I've overcome some challenges, and I'm out here, and I just want to reach out not just to the people here in Virginia, because I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, but I want to reach out to women all across the nation, you know, because we all have issues, and they're all issues are not bad. You know, we have good issues as well. We have wonderful jobs that we want to talk about, and sometimes you just may have an issue with a coworker on your job, and we want to talk about that, and we're going to open, you know, the chat room up to talk about things like that. You know, people sometimes, it's not even about the job. It's about the people at the job. You know, the people make the job bad. You could be, some folks love their job, and that's wonderful, but it's just they dread going in every day and dealing with those folks at work. So we're going to get into that this month. We're going to go back to the basics. We're going to start all over again. We're going to go back to how we used to be when we were all excited about what we were doing, because, you know, that's what happens when we get so focused on everything and our family and our friends and our social calendars, and we tend to everybody else's business except our own. We don't take care of ourselves. So ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to include gentlemen because we don't want to exclude them, even though we're talking about issues concerning women, they do include men as well. So the men are welcome on this line, and they're welcome to join into the chat. You know, so it's very important because they are a big part of our lives. Whether we're married or single, it really doesn't matter. There are going to be men in our businesses, men in our relationships. We have male children. So they are a part of our lives. So don't think this is just all about women. Men are included in our issues. And sometimes the man is our issue, you know, but hey, that's a whole nother program. We'll get into some of those programs later. But some of our objectives for 2010, I want to talk about home ownership. You know, the economy is down and nobody's buying. But, you know, this is the best time to refinance if you can. You know, so you might want to call your local loan officer or your mortgage company and see if this is the right time for you to refinance. It's not for everybody, but for some people, this is a wonderful time to refinance. This is a wonderful time to buy a home. You should be getting excited about all the houses that are on the market. You know, so many people did lose their home, and that's nothing to smile about. They lost their homes, and they're trying to rebuild. But for those first-time home buyers, this is the perfect time for you to buy a home. You know, so you might want to think about that. Also, we want to talk about this month, wealth building. How do we do that? You know, we don't have any more savings. If, like my husband, he's been laid off for the whole year. And, you know, savings is something that we just don't have right now, you know. And I don't mind putting it out there because people need to know that this is not just them that's going through these things. These are everyday, ordinary people, not just the big bankers and the investment folks. It's our everyday people who are getting hit the worst by it. It is more and more homeless people. I was watching a television documentary the other day, and just here in Hampton Roads, and they were listing the number of folks that just are regular Joes and Janes who have lost their job, and now they have to go to a shelter for them and their children. They have to go to the soup line to pick up food because they don't have enough food to last them through the month. Even if they are able to get some assistance, which is very small, you know, and depending on how many children they have, they still can't make it through the end of the month, which is really sad. And wealth building is a part of that. You know, if me and my husband had not saved, you know, and had money set aside, we would be in a world of trouble, you know, because if everything's going out and nothing comes in, that's a problem, you know. But we have to think about that. Now we have to go back to the basics and switch our mind from, oh, war is me for 2009. That's over with. You know, it is 2010, and we're going to plan to win in 2010. Everybody's talking about we're going to win in 2010, but what do we have to do to win in 2010? We're going to have to plan to win. You're going to have to think about home ownership if you don't own a home. You're going to have to think about refinancing if you do own a home. So get your payments lower so that it takes some of that burden off of you. You have to think about these things, wealth building. You know, all your savings are gone. You know, we just went through the Christmas holidays, and you spent a little bit too much money, and you ran the credit card debt up. Let's think about wealth building. Let's think about getting those credit cards paid off and start your savings account. You know, putting aside, they used to say 3 to 6 months. No, you need a whole year's worth of income to cover you if you should lose your job. You need 1 year of income if you should lose your job. And I have to repeat that because we don't want to be in denial and we don't want to forget what is going on in the economy. This month, we're also going to talk about entrepreneurship, starting your own business. You know, that's what America is built on. It's built on folks starting businesses, you know, folks coming from other lands, coming here to America to start their business. But what has happened to America? We don't manufacture anything here in America anymore. It's being sent to other countries, which is fine for them, but what about us here? You know, that was what this country was built on. People coming into the country, starting, you know, plants and starting manufacturing lines and producing merchandise. We don't produce anything here. We have to go back to that, go back to the basics, you know. And we're just the little people, but it also has to happen in big industry as well. You know, we did see that Ford is on the upspring the last couple of weeks. You know, they're rising with their, you know, portfolios, and they're trying to come out and come back. But that's good for the automakers at Ford. But look at all the people that got laid off here in Hampton Roads from the Ford plant just a couple of years ago. You know, so we have to build our own things here. We have to have things that we can manufacture in the United States so that we can bring the money back to our homeland. back to the grassroots, back to the beginning. So entrepreneurship, if you want to start a business, this is the perfect time to start a business. If you are still working, just start a part-time business. I'm not saying quit your job because the economy is not that strong, but start your business part-time or learn about the business that you want to do. If you want to be a hairdresser and everybody says, you know, you're the best, you can do hair, and you need to go out and do that, but you need to learn. Find somebody who does what you want to do. Find you a mentor, somebody who is going to be able to help you get to where you want to go. Take a class. And you know, with cosmetology, you have to go to school and you have to be licensed, which is wonderful, you know, but learn all about the business. Learn about the accounting side of it. Learn about how you're going to run the business. Learn how to run a shop. Learn all those things because they're important. Next, we're going to talk about job skills and training. What is that about? You know, we're older now. If you're in my category, you know, I'm right in there with the baby boomers. And we need job skills that we didn't think we would need. We thought we would be able to work on our jobs and retire, but that's not going to happen for most of the people. You can go to Walmart right now. You'll see people in their 60s and 70s working at Walmart. Why? Because the jobs that they had worked on for 20 years or 20-plus years and they thought they would retire from, the job has downsized. The job has closed down. The job is no longer there. So when they thought they would be retiring, now they have to go out and they still have to work so that they can make full benefits when they turn the age for retirement. And even those that are retired now, they still don't make enough to take care of their homes. So they have to go out and work and supplement their incomes, even if they are getting their retirement check. So all these things are what we're going to talk about, these issues. It is just amazing to me, and I'm not back on that word amazing, how wonderful things can be when we put them in a different light. You know, this is a new month. It's the, you know, the what week is this? Actually, the second week in January, and it's so exciting to see all the people that are so excited about everything they're doing. I have a friend of mine, and she's my mentor, and we talk almost every day about what's going on. How can we make our businesses better? How can we motivate other people to get started and get their businesses going? And we have some good things that are going to be going on. I'm going to have her on the show possibly this month if she's available. And we're just going to talk about that. We're going to talk about going back to the basics, starting back to the beginning. Last night, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but the way we were, the movie was on last night, and I hadn't seen it for a long time, and it was late night, and a lot of times I am up late, and I just was listening to the song, The Way We Were. Can it be that it was all so simple then, or has time written every line? If we had a chance to do it all again, would we? Could we? Think about that. The way we were when we were young and when we were passionate about what we were doing, when we were passionate about our businesses, passionate about our Christianity, you know, when you first got saved, you know, when you first met the love of your life, your husband, you know, when you first met your wife, how did you feel? You know, think back to that exciting moment, you know. Think about it. Just take a moment and think about that. Just close your eyes and think about it. When something exciting happened in your life, the way we were, did it change all that much or did we change? You know, yes, some of us have changed. We've grown and we've matured. But if you go back and you think about it, you know, what was so different about it? Because it was something new? Because it was something unfamiliar to us? Because it was something that we really wanted? We were passionate about it, and we have to go back to being passionate about everything that we do. We have to show it in our voice. We have to talk about what we want to do. You know, everybody doesn't want to own a business. Some people just want to move up the corporate ladder. So if that's what you want to do, then be passionate about it and talk about it. You know, again, find a mentor. Find somebody who can help push you along the way. You know, I do consulting and I have two of my clients that I'm working with right now, and one lady, she's in, she calls herself a senior citizen, and I'm going to laugh because she is in her 60s, and she's a wonderful, wonderful spirit. She's just a sweet, sweet lady, and she's opening an adult daycare center. And when she came to me, she didn't know anything about business. She didn't even know where to go to get the business license. And I'm not talking about her. I'm just letting you know that if you can find somebody that can help you and that can push you along the way. So once we sit down and we figured out what she wanted to do, and I could coach her and give her the right tools that she needed, the things that she was missing, that she could go out and start this company. You know, she just got her master's degree in her 60s. I'm going to repeat that. She just got her master's degree in her 60s, and she is opening her adult daycare center. She graduated in June. It took all of 6 months. Her orientation is going to be this coming Sunday. And I just want to say her name is Sandra Diggs, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying it, but her center is going to be Rock of Ages, and it's going to be located in Richmond, Virginia. And I am just so proud of her. Now, if she can do it, you can do it too. Any of us can do it. She's no different from anybody else, but she was passionate about her dream. She had goals that she had set in her mind. Even it took her a little bit longer than she thought it would take for her, and hopefully I'll be able to have her on the show so she can give you her story and her testimony, because it's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful journey. And that's the kind of thing we want to talk about here on Issues Concerning Women. Not everything has to be a devastating issue. It could just be something that you want to talk about. Some, you might need a mentor, and we can connect you with some folks. You know, I know all kinds of people in business, but you have to want to do it. You have to want to be ready and able to get it started. And what better time than right now to get it started? Talk about that amazing grace. You know, I'm just on that because, like I said, yesterday was so devastating for me. And then today, my whole world got turned around. I went out this morning. I was out. I had a job to do. And I got that done. And in the process of doing that job, I picked up another client. It was just so exciting. I came home today. And this is what the things I'm talking about that's so amazing. I came home today, and I opened a letter from an accounting firm. And it had stated that they had sent me a check, and it was only $25 in 2006, and I never cashed the check. And they wanted to know if I still had the check or if I needed them to reissue the check. Now, to be honest, I cannot remember what the $25 was for, but I'm sure they had my name right and my address right, so I know that it was meant for me. So all I had to do was check the little box and send that letter back to them. And you know I did that immediately, because $25 is not a lot, but if it's owed to me, I want it. Okay? Y'all can laugh at me. It's okay. If it's owed to me, I want it. So I was excited, and I was just looking at what happened yesterday. I was so devastated. I had to call one of my prayer partners so that she could pray for me. You know, and it just took me down to my knees, but taking me down to my knees, it humbles you. And it makes you think about where you are and think about how blessed you are and how you've made it through even terrible situations where you didn't think you had the strength to get through it. You actually get through it. And then you get up in the morning. And that's where the amazing grace comes in. You get up in the morning and you start a new day. And yesterday is gone. You know, of course I still remember yesterday, but I'm not dwelling on that because now this is a new day. It's a fresh morning. And I'm just so excited about it. And the day has gone, you know, well today. I got a lot done. I'm just excited about what's going on in my company, and I just want to share things with you, and I hope you'll be able to share things with me too. If you would like to email me, I have two ways that you can contact me. Actually, three. You can even call me too. If you would like to telephone me, my telephone number is 757-567-6734. That's 757-567-6734. If you would like to send me a personal email, that would be C, as in candy, I-N-E, design, D-E-S-I-G-N, at AOL.com. Or if you want to go to the Issues Concerning Women website, you go to www.comeandandoit.com. And that's www.comeandoit.com. Now, if you want to contact us, that's the way to do it. And we're delighted to hear from you. We're glad that you were able to join us on the radio show. This is our first one for the month, so I'm really excited about it. So I'm trying to give you a broad overview of what's going to be happening in the coming weeks. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to build strategic partnerships. We're going to talk about taking classes and going back to school. We're going to talk about nonprofits and how they're able to help us in our businesses, because a lot of times we don't even think about it, ladies and gentlemen. You might want to link with a nonprofit, depending on what kind of business that you have, okay, since we're talking about business. And then we're going to plan. We're going to do a lot of planning for this year, and I'm so excited about everything that's going on. Some things I want to talk about that are not as pleasant as others. I lost my sister in 2008. And December the 12th, so it was 1 year, December the 12th, 2009. And she died without a will. She died without us knowing what her wishes were. We're going to talk about that because we have to plan to win. And what I mean by that, if you don't plan now, you're going to pay later. So think about that. So when you have in your mind tomorrow, when you're writing out your list, because I want to be good about being obedient, and God says write it down and make it plain. So that's something that we all have to do. So starting tomorrow morning, I want you to get up in the morning and write down your plan for that particular day. And you may not get everything done on your list, but that's okay, because that's just a start. If you're making plans, it's no longer in your head. It's now on paper. So what's going to happen that it's on paper? You're going to be able to see it. And if you can visualize it and you can believe it, it can happen. So whatever you want to put on your list, you have your short-term list and you have your long-term list. And again, you may not get everything done, but it is so exciting to be able to start a new day and start fresh, going back to the basics. Planning to win in 2010, that's my mantra. You know, being out there, being passionate about what we want to do, where we want to go, who we want to help, who we want to fellowship with, who do we need a mentor. We're going to cover all these things and issues concerning women. We're going to plan to work side by side with you. We're going to have some conference calls, and we're just going to be, so many things are going to be going on. So if you want to get in touch with me, please don't hesitate to give me a call. This is Francine Allen Humphrey, your host, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. Take care.
When I found you, found my most intimate friend. When I found you, I found what every heart can do. When I found you, I found love. When I found you, I found the rest of my life. When I found you, I told all of them goodbye. When I found you, I sold my fears right away. Like a dove, when I found you, I know true love. I'm praying.